Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Guys aren't supposed to like sentimental movies. They're not tough enough, but a sentimental tearjerker that's done right makes for a great film. So this week, I'm looking at sentimental films playing at TIFF, Toronto International Film Festival, which just started last night. These are all movies I like. There's a French woman tied to her family farm, an Irish immigrant tied to her hometown, and a young mother involuntarily tied to her home. Summertime, directed by Catherine Cossini. It's 1972. Delphine, played by rock star Izia Egelin, is a fresh, young, but naive farm girl in northern France. She milks cows, bales hay, hangs out with Antoine, her childhood friend, who has a crush on her. She's vibrant and full of life, but when her secret longtime female lover dumps her, she packs up and moves to Paris. Right away, immediately almost, she witnesses a feminist political action. Young women running down a street while pinching the bums of all the men they pass. She's surprised by what she sees, but she likes it. And when one of the men reacts violently and starts fighting, she steps in to fight back. She's immediately a hero in the eyes of the group. So she's found a home away from home, a cause, and new friends. Soon enough, she's joining raids on a mental hospital to liberate a young gay man locked up by his family, and participating in a flash mob action to disrupt an anti-abortion meeting. She loves it all. It's totally different from her life on the family farm. She becomes close friends in particular with one woman, the tall, beautiful, and educated Carole, played by Cécile de France. Carole teaches Spanish and lives with her boyfriend. Delphine is crushed when all her advances are rebuffed. Is it all in her mind? Doesn't Carol love her? Soon enough, though, Carol reconsiders and lets loose. They visit Delphine's farm together when her parents are away, and they have a passionate weekend of splendor in the grass. Back in Paris, they live blissful lives, but when Delphine's dad has a stroke, she has to rush home or lose the family farm. And Carol follows her there like a puppy, expecting many more roles in the hay. But the open and uninhibited Delphine of Paris turns into the tense and secretive Delphine of the farm. Can their love prevail under the watchful gaze of a conservative village, or will they flee together back to the city? So Summertime is a wonderful coming-of-age movie about how two women try to extend a season of love. I like this one a lot. It's sexy, surprising, and sad all at the same time. Brooklyn, directed by John Crowley. It's post-World War II small town Ireland, and there are no jobs. Ailish, played by Saoirse Ronan, lives with her widowed mother and sister, Rose. She works part-time in a general store under a cruel and vindictive boss with no chance of advancement. So Rose talks with a local priest who pulls strings and helps her emigrate to America. By America, I mean Brooklyn, to be exact. She lives in a rooming house filled with gossipy young Irish women trying to become more American, all of them under the eagle eye of their opinionated landlady, Mrs. Kehoe, wonderfully played by Julie Walters. Giddiness is the eighth daily sin, she warns the girls. Ailish works as a clerk in a high-end department store complete with pneumatic tubes, and at night takes classes at Brooklyn College. Almost everyone in her life is Irish. It's almost like she never left home. But one night at a dance, she meets a real-life Brooklynite named Tony, played by Emery Cohn. Sparks fly when he admits he's not Irish, he's Italian. Ailish is fine with that. True love blossoms in Brooklyn, and privately they vow to stay together for life. But Ailish is suddenly called back to Ireland after a tragic family event. And things there aren't as bad as she remembers. She's offered a job as a bookkeeper. There's a rich young man named Jim, played by Donald Gleason, who sets out to woo her. So will she honor her agreement with Tony and return to America or stay with Jim in Ireland for good? Okay, on the surface, Brooklyn is a conventional, sentimental look at love seen through the immigrant experience. Big deal. But what makes the movie really good are the dozens of eccentric characters, the pithy dialogue written by Nick Hornby, based on Colm Tóibín's novel, and the beautiful cinematography, the period costumes, basically everything. And Saoirse Ronan carries the entire film wonderfully. Room, directed by Lenny Abramson. Jack, played by Jacob Tremblay, is a happy five-year-old boy who lives in a small but comfy room. He has long hair like his mom. He runs, plays, has an imaginary dog named Lucky. He watches TV, reads, talks with his ma, played by Brie Larson. Basically, he does whatever he wants to do. This is his world and he likes it, but he's never been outside of it. You see, his mom was abducted as a teenager 7 years earlier, and she still lives in the windowless cell. The kidnapper uses her sexually once a week. That's where Jack came from. He was born in Room. But mom made a deal. She doesn't fight off her tormentor, and in exchange, he's allowed no contact with the boy. During the weekly visits, Jack waits quietly inside the wardrobe for him to go. So what for Ma is a prison cell, for Jack, it's his entire universe. She told him there's nothing but outer space outside Room. Everything he sees on TV is just for fun, she tells him. It's not real. But when their lives drastically change and Jack sees the outside world for the first time, he is overwhelmed. Can he ever adjust to life outside Room? So Room isn't a psychological thriller, though it has thrilling parts for sure. And it's not a horror movie. It's a fantastic drama about a boy, his mom, kinship, and privacy. The screenplay is by Canadian writer Emma Donoghue, based on her novel, and it is superb. Brie Larson and Jacob Tremblay, I hate to say it, they are both Oscar material. Just wait, you'll see. Room is another fantastic movie by Irish director Lenny Abramson, who brought us Frank last year, one of my favorite movies last year. It's touching, it's strange, very surprising. I strongly recommend this one, Room. So Room, Brooklyn, and Summertime are all playing now at TIFF for tickets and times. Go to tiff.net. Also look out for CTIFF, Riff, and TUFF. CTIFF Caribbean Tales Film Festival, featuring queer Caribbean programming this year, Real Indie Film Festival, or RIFF, and TUFF, Toronto Urban Film Festival, which shows one-minute movies in subways all across the city. This is Daniel Garber the Movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.